Dude, how awesome was yesterday?
Beautiful. Man. Yesterday was fun, man. Family.
These are the moments we live for.
They are.
They almost just put a stamp, like, you know what? We're doing good. We're good. We're
by the way, yesterday we had our first second meeting.
Yeah.
With the whole team, the whole network. Yeah. Jeez, man. I after the meeting, I went to Ghost Lady. I'm like, yo, bro. We started with an iPad. Look at how many people are here, bro.
Exactly.
From an iPad. You
from
know?
A fucking iPad.
Yeah. Bro. And then I went home because I was lit.
Yeah, no.
And then me and Saul had DMCs for like, how long did we speak on the phone for?
Spoke a while.
I'm sure you guys were exchanging I love yous to you.
Yeah, and he called me like, he's like, yo, right now I'm so drunk. And I'm like, man, I'm
love
high.
You.
I've been smoking weed. You know, I'm high. Yeah, you know. It was a good heart to heart.
Because I'm that type of guy. You know, when I get drunk, like whoever's around me, I'm like, yo, I love you so much.
Yeah.
For real.
I'm that guy. Like, if I'm drunk, there's no one I haven't hugged yet. In this whole crew, there's no one I haven't hugged.
Yeah.
I've hugged everyone. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah, like, even Ghost Lady, I was like, today I need a good, warm hug by a woman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's not, like, sexual. It's just, like, an embrace.
Yeah.
I'm so, like that when I'm drunk. I tell everyone I love them. But, not everyone, but those who are deserving. Those who are good people.
Oh, so not Jesse Q. Okay.
Okay, we don't hug Jesse Q.
Wow.
Who doesn't deserve a hug from Saul?
No, man. Jesse Q.
Name them and shame.
He confirmed he's not going to be coming on the show. One of the chillers asked him. They were like, yo, go on Mac G's podcast. He's like, for Ing.
For Ing.
And then everybody else who questioned him, he was rocking them in the replies he had. He had slapbacks.
Yeah.
He was clapbacks.
Yo.
He was just, yeah, he does not want to come onto the show. I mean, I understand now. I think the timing of that question is weird because he just lost his dear friends.
Yeah.
And, you know?
So do we
like
give
he's
him a
not
pass?
Thinking about exactly, and we had an opportunity, and his management decided to cancel on us.
Yeah, but anyway, and welcome to the podcast and chill. Saul Panduka, the Punisher, is here.
The Punisher.
The Punisher, the Pantula, the Rapunzel, one size, everybody.
We got Ghost Lady, the Silent Killer.
Yo,
the Anonymous Killer.
We are back, man. And I gotta say, yesterday we had a meeting with the whole network.
Yeah.
And
yes.
Noctula was there. And I just gotta send a shout out to Noctula because they're coming out with a brand new car podcast. Sure. And that thing is amazing.
It's amazing. Noctula.
So they're going to be dropping every Wednesday, 6 p.m. Noctula with Nak Music.
Ooh, Nak is there.
Entle is there as well.
Enke, Black Coffee White.
No. Oh. It's a guy.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But it's crazy because how it started was after we did the interview with Nak Music.
Yes.
I started seeing his WhatsApp statuses, right? Mm. And I can see, like, yo, this guy loves cars.
He loves dope cars.
Yeah. So every day he was posting dope, like, cars and stuff. So I'm like, yo, Nak, how would you like, what do you think about doing, like, a car podcast? Because I haven't seen anyone that I like.
Yeah,
and he was like his game, and then when I was shooting, what's that show, man? There was an interview I was shooting with Moonchild on her show, right?
Okay,
and then I met Noctula; she was working there. I think she was like a runner or something. So we ended up speaking about how much he loves cars. I'm like, yo, we're actually planning a new car podcast with Nak Music. Would you like to be?
Damn, so you did the intro. Because when they came to record like a pilot, right? I thought they've known one another and they conceptualized this thing together.
Nah. Are you serious? So
when I met Noctula, I called Nak same day.
So you met Noctula in a different world.
Yeah. You know, I thought about another podcast, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine, you're normally thinking of ideas.
Yes. Yes.
Imagine this, right?
Yeah.
Imagine a podcast where you talk to celebrities, maids.
Ooh! Then we know about an underpinning is Hama! We know who's untidy, who doesn't clean up after themselves.
You know.
We know who brings all the, who's cheating.
Yeah.
Oh, flip.
And who doesn't pay well.
Exactly.
Who doesn't pay well. We know.
Maids. Is maids the right word? Is it helper? Or
domestic help. Helpers. Or
domestic helper.
Helper is perfect.
Yeah, helpers.
Helper, yes. Maids is a bit weird.
Helpers know everything.
Helpers know everything. Ngambona solo. Ushama under the room, under the couch. Ngambona solo. PVT yakhe nemob. Actually, that's dope, bro.
Nah.
That is so cool.
You just talk to celebrities' maids.
You. What would your helper expose about you?
Yo! I mean, see, underpin in the what wine?
Yeah, the typical, ne?
Nothing hectic.
Yeah.
Because imagine your phonics maid, who has come in and out of that house, she's seen everything.
Yeah.
Imagine black coffee's maid.
Oh,
AKA's maid.
AKA's maid. So Miz is
yo. So Lomzy.
I'm my own maid. I'm a maid man.
Do you have any maid like crazy stories? Because I remember I had a maid, and like every week, one shoe would go missing. And I'll be like, hey, where's my other shoe? She's like, hey. And then before you know it, the other shoe goes missing. So I think she was stealing my shoes one shoe at a time.
Oh, yeah. Because when one shoe is missing, the other one is redundant, is useless.
Yeah.
So you will just chuck it somewhere.
Yeah.
And you'll notice when that one goes missing also.
She was a clever one, though.
Yeah. And it's always the ones that come in during the day and leave. The ones that stay at home, I think they don't steal that much.
Yeah.
No, but you still get those who stay, but whenever they leave, you have to search them.
For real?
Because I know, some people I know, like people who say they search their helpers before they leave. Yeah, and find things. I know there was one who has recently had to let go because when they searched her.
I know someone.
They found shit.
They found stuff, yeah.
I know someone who has a maid who lives at home, and the maid is from Lesotho, and they've been there for like 5 years.
Mm.
So the maid, you have to holler too much now, right? And they want to let go of the maid, right? And now she's like, flip. If I let go of her, I know shit will start going missing because she's been part of the family for the past 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
So it's a serious problem because now she can't... She needs to lock everything away and fire her, right? Because if you tell her you've got 30 days, you can't... How do you do it? You can't have a 30-day notice.
Sure.
Because now things will start going missing in your house, right? You have to do it instantly. You have to be heartless. Yeah. Literally, because these people know your life. They know where you put your money, if you keep cash for an emergency, you're safe. They know a lot about you, your secrets. They know everything.
Why is it those the Lesotho helpers, when they go to Lesotho, they never come back?
You're right.
Yeah,
I've heard of that. A lot of them like just go and never come back. I don't know.
Yeah, if they're not happy, they'll just go back home.
That's true though.
If they're not happy,
yeah,
it depends. And they always have other options. I feel like the Lesotho maids always have other options.
Yeah. Where's your helper from?
Malawi.
Malawi.
You've said.
And I've heard
that's her. Far, you're safe. That's far.
Yeah, Blantyre is very far.
Yeah. I can't ask her, when are you going home, auntie? She goes, maybe next day of next year. All right,
next
good.
Next year.
So weekend, she doesn't leave?
No, she does. No, she comes in Elau every day because, she has someone. So I was like, okay, it's fine.
She's dating. Hey, when they start dating, boy.
Yeah.
That's the problem. When they start dating.
No, but she's been loyal for over a year now. Like, she's been actually in and out, like, every day. So she's loyal. She'll come in time in the morning and leave. So it's good.
Has she stolen anything?
No. I've had her for 6 years.
Wow.
Six, 7 years, yeah. Like, that's how just...
And you search her?
No, I don't.
You
I've
can't.
Never
That's
had.
Then
no.
There's no trust. Like once,
but she's been so loyal, yo guys. Like my helper, she's number one.
You pay her well. I
pay her too well. Like if anything, I say I work for her.
How much you pay her?
Yeah. How much do you
how
pay?
How much?
3.5.
A month's nothing. Yes.
The but average it should be four.
I know.
Yeah, guys,
yeah.
What's the minimum wage?
It's four. She
it's
must
four,
be four.
Ne?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, no, because of lockdown. I, yeah.
I go sleep.
Because of lockdown.
Yeah, there's Naga, there's you, there's Nala. There's three heads in the house she takes care of and cleans after.
No, but that's
will you also help also?
Yes. And I give her a bonus.
Okay.
And although she needs help.
How much is your bonus?
No, I double.
Okay, wait.
Yes.
Does she live with you guys?
No.
Ah, then that's bad.
That's fine.
Because that's bad.
Oh, that's because bad. Yeah, that's bad.
I'll explain why. Because
wait, if you see,
because a lot of maids, like this person I'm talking about who can't find their maid, the maid lives with them.
Yeah.
So she doesn't buy groceries.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't pay electricity or rent.
Yeah.
So rent, food, everything is subsidized essentially.
Does she eat a lot?
No.
She doesn't live with them though.
But no, she does eat during the day.
So you must pay more than 3.5.
Yeah. No, but it's lockdown. I just had issues, Nyana, you know.
Okay, like
this 3.5 has been going on since last year. I couldn't even give her a raise this year.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, things have been bad.
Yeah. So it's been but I'm looking forward.
No, but make it like 5,000.
At least.
No, 5, okay.
000. Yeah.
All right.
Take some of the podcast money. It's not like you do anything, you don't pay for anything.
I have to buy groceries.
Okay.
Yes, and I have to pay her.
That's 1.5 groceries.
Ah, yo, like 3,000.
Yeah.
Ah, my family, we eat, eh?
Naga, eat your groceries.
What like I'm nand?
Oh, that's too gross.
No. What like I'm nand, Naga? So, you know, I cannot deprive him. You know,
I found myself like, hey, I'm growing up, bro.
Because last week,
life dog.
Bro, last week, it was a long weekend, ne?
Yeah.
Sunday, I found myself playing hide and seek with my son, and I was so happy.
Oh.
For real?
Yeah, on a Sunday, long weekend, dog.
Oh, dope, man.
You know, that's the time when we should be rocking, dog.
Yeah, but I mean, that's nothing new,
man.
Most black kids played hide and seek with their fathers. They just never find them.
So speaking from experience.
Exactly, they just never find them. Nigga just goes and he's gone. Like, I go to the nearest puzzle shop. Hey, have you seen my dad? He's tall, big, dark. No, we haven't seen him. Fuck. Go to the garage. Hey, have you seen my dad? No. No, fuck, this nigga took this shit too serious.
So
playing hide and seek with your kids is normal for black men. They just take it very serious. You know those kids you look for, like when you're in, and you never find them, and they're hiding in some corner of the house. Yeah, so that's nothing special, man.
Come you know what I mean? So I found myself like doing all these grown-up things that I never thought I'd do, bro.
Yes, bonding. Yeah. Lockdown taught a lot of people that.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah, like bonding, talking to your kids, like. So, who's your best friend? And you realize you've never known your kid's best friend.
Yeah.
Sure.
Especially if they've never come to sleep over. A lot of people say that about lockdown / long weekends.
Because he stays with me now, full time. Like,
since
2 weeks ago.
Man. Oh, beautiful.
And then I have to pick him up from school. I forgot the other day. I was in a Zoom meeting. I'm like, oh, shit!
Ziggy! He's one of those kids now left there.
Yeah.
You know how it is, bro. The kids, the white kids come. Some are getting picked up in motorbikes. They're given helmets, and you're just there waiting for your parents. And the teacher asks, "Are you okay?" Like, "Yeah, I'm okay. I'm all right. My mom is coming."
You just have to have faith, eh?
Hey, I'm enjoying it, come, man. Yeah? I'm enjoying it, man. It's so much fun. Oh,
bro.
Fatherhood.
I don't even miss the streets. It's crazy, bro.
It's like,
I was a rocking guy. I never thought I'd be the pop guy.
Yo.
You're not the pop guy.
I'm pop chief.
No, you're just a papa. Yes, but
you're the papa guy.
You're the papa guy. You know? You're papa action, dog. You're papa action, man. Like, everything I think in life has its stages. And you appreciate that kind of stuff at this age.
I went to H2O once before lockdown.
Yeah.
So we get there, we buy the, I think the toilets.
Yeah.
So we're chilling and this girl comes. I'm with my woman, right?
Oh, yeah, dog.
So this girl's like, oh, you know, we start talking, whatever, whatever. She's like, what are you guys doing here? We're like, oh, no, we came here to party, whatever. She's like, how old are you guys? I'm like, I'm 27. And my woman's like, she's whatever. She's like, whoa, what are you doing here? Shouldn't you be praying with your kids?
That's white people, dog.
You know,
like,
what I mean?
At 27, this shit is figured out.
Yeah.
You know?
This shit is figured out. Well, no, some of mine, I'm just surprised with H2O.
I was like, you had H2O? No. Wow.
What do you call the shots there? Amandum Totti. Tot water. Yeah, white people know their shit, dog. At 27, they married. Their shit is good.
Oh, the funniest thing happened this week.
What happened?
What?
What happened? What happened? What?
And the guy is here in this room. I don't know if I can tell the story.
The crew that doesn't screw. Obviously, it's the crew that doesn't screw.
So my ash comes, right?
Yeah.
You know my ash, the guy who cut
my ash, the guy who cut our hair.
Yeah, actually, that's how we're looking for.
That's how you guys are looking so cute.
Round of applause for my ash. So my ash comes to my place. He's cutting my hair, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I needed to get some paint. I needed my ash to like go somewhere and deliver some paint because I needed some stuff done.
Okay, uh-huh. Cool.
So they were like, "Ah, oh, no, it's on the way, boy. We'll go deliver it, right?" So they want the address. So I'm like, "Ah, you know what? Instead of me sharing it on WhatsApp, just give me your phone. Let me type in the address, and then you'll see it on Google."
Yeah.
Oh yes. Boy.
Cool. This is Tuso. Tuso, you know Tuso, the guy who works with my ash. You know Tuso.
Yeah, I know Tuso. Tuso. I know Tuso.
So he gives me his phone.
That Tuso, yeah.
Yeah, he gives me his phone. I go to Google. Last thing I saw.
Show.
How to make a woman squirt in 5 minutes.
How to make a woman squirt
in 5 minutes.
In 5 minutes.
He wants. It's education, guys. Education.
Man, you could have come to me for that. You got my numbers, man. Why didn't you?
So I act like I didn't see it. Hey, Tuso, what was happening there? Because they'd give him the mic. Okay. Tuso, what was that?
Yo, clap, dog, clap, Tuso, clap. Tuso.
Hey, you must explain.
Tuso. No, man. No, Dr. Tuso, what's going on?
No, my man. A friend of mine. My phone, you know.
Ah, what a
that's
cop
what
out.
Me, my man. No.
What a cop out.
I'm a coach now, my man.
Nah,
I'm a
come
coach,
on.
My man. I don't do this thing.
So, did you make it happen in 5 minutes? Did it happen?
No, my man. I brought someone on my phone.
Nah, I'm telling you, dog.
Come on.
It wasn't me.
Come on, bro.
Man, you know what I'm talking about, Tuso.
No. I do.
Now we bought it. Eh?
That's
we
a
bought
lie.
It, eh?
Nah, Antoine.
Who takes someone else's phone to Google?
5 minutes, you want to make a squirt?
Who takes someone else's phone?
Oh, come on, bro. Hey, you bro. Two have skills, fam. You know?
But the Google browser will show you things.
Google. I'm always sure when I give someone my phone and they want to Google, I know my shit is in order.
Mm.
You know, delete everything. Like, come on, dog. Squirt in 5 minutes. You gotta be creative, dog. You know, be creative. You can do it.
That's never happened to you. With someone
making a woman squirt in 5 minutes.
No.
I've done that.
Who told him Vega?
Yeah?
Who told him Vega?
Ooh, wow.
5 seconds.
No names mentioned. You know?
Oli is out of Saul's lead.
Ah.
No.
Oh, okay. Okay.
She's out of my league in what sense?
No,
like in the sense that now she's famous? Or generally? No way. She's not. Like as a person, a human, a woman. Mm. She's not out of my league. Maybe she is now because of course, she's technically a sex worker, right? And she may be charging something way out of my league. But
after that video you showed her, she would smash you, bro.
You reckon?
Yeah, she was impressed. Did you see?
Yeah, she was. It's impressive. It's an impressive video. You were impressed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'd smash you. He was impressed.
MacGyver wanted to get smashed by him.
But I, yeah. Hey, he's making a squirt in 5 minutes. Wow.
Has that ever happened to you, though?
Making a woman squirt?
No, man. the Google history where someone takes their phone in the
No,
history.
I'm an overthinker naturally. So I overthink about a lot of things. If someone says, "Can I use your phone?" I think about a million things. What's on my phone? How can they get it? Then I check a lot of things. So it's never happened. It can't happen to
and you, ghost lady.
Like my there's nothing crazy. Nothing crazy. Just it's normal.
Well, what's normal? You're not paying your helper. Yes, you get that.
There are some people who pay their helpers for 1.8.
Are you serious? 1.8.
You know, I've heard some weird money.
It happened to me when I went to go test the first lockdown. We had to go test for COVID. So Discovery Dis-Chem.
Yeah.
They had like a testing thing in the parking lot.
Yes.
So when you get there, you got to log into something. So the lady's like, "Give me your phone so I can show you which website to
And
log
your heart dropped.
I forgot.
You didn't think about it. See, exactly. Yes.
And then when I gave her my phone, as I was giving it to her, I just saw my last website was Spicy Big Butt.
What kind of website is that?
Spicy
Big Bite. We both acted like we didn't see it. Because it's awkward, bro.
Yeah. Spicy Big Bite.
Oh, man.
No, but that's what you get, man. That's why I never touch people's phones.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's been happening, man? Big shout out. I saw the soccer. Maskandi versus hip hop. That was so
dope.
That was
beautiful. That you look.
I'm confused.
Lost.
You didn't watch
so
it.
So Big Zulu organized a football match.
And Kuzani, your favorite.
Oh yeah, my Big Zulu.
Yes.
Representing the hip hop camp, captain of the hip hop team, organized a football match between hip hop artists and Maskandi artists. It was so beautiful. Ooh. Like I can say now, I know that. For a fact, any artist who's a Maskandi artist or a hip hop artist who was not included had FOMO. Because I had FOMO just watching. I was like, "Yo, man, we must get a podcast team or something." Like,
but it would be podcasts against what?
Against everybody else.
Like radio.
Radio, yeah.
Ooh, podcast against. Podcast versus radio. I like that.
Yeah,
man, that was fun. It looks like so much.
But AK would be was the podcast there? Team? Eh? Would be on the podcast team.
The problem is it's like a full squad. So
yeah,
Donald hit me up because he was there and he said he'd be keen.
But as a podcast team, but hip hop team, I understand because it's collaborated with hip hop artists.
Yes.
Okay, Donald, and I know Donald is a good footballer. Could have Donald.
Hey, did you see his Java? Yes, Java was dope.
Java can play. Java was on Zone 14.
Oh, yeah.
Playing for Tiger Boys. Java is a footballer. Like, he's a proper dribbler.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, but it was dope, man. It was just nice to see celebrities just having fun.
Yes,
nice.
And also, it was beautiful to see AKA have fun. Like, that guy's been through so much. I know we've said our own things, but it was so beautiful to see him have fun, being embraced by everybody, and he scored the winning penalty. You know what I mean? Yeah, and I hope that's the only penalty he's gonna, you know, suffer in his life. Weak, swag. AK loves playing in the 18 area, or 12, 21 area. You know, it's his thing.
Halagasha.
Man, I'm stopping. You're making me nervous. I'm stopping this whole shit. You're making me nervous. But it was beautiful. It was really a beautiful moment for the culture. Shout out to Big Zulu and his team, man. That was beautiful.
And the Maskandi guy, what's his name?
Kuzan. Yeah, but it was Zulu's idea. But shout out to everyone who was involved, man. That was beautiful. Apparently, man of the match was Blackie. Apparently, he's good.
Blackie played.
Blackie was there, yeah.
You Lord.
It was on the same team as Yeye Vele. Yeye Litulanyan.
But remember Junior Kanye said he came up with the same idea when we were recording with him.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, remember he said we should do a podcast versus Disky TV.
Five
man, yeah.
Five aside, I'm keen. I'm a good goalkeeper.
Yeah,
I'm a goalie. Like I'm a serious goalie. Like I'm.
What's funny? Why are you laughing?
Goalie? I'm a
because I was about to ask. Like, so which position would you play?
I'm a goalie,
and he just answered like I'm a good goalie.
Incredible! I used to play with Fortune Makaringa.
Who's that?
Pirates fans know him. He plays for Pirates and Bafana Bafana.
Okay. Can you see? Can you see? Too,
so okay, he has fallen out of favor with the Pirates fans. I don't know why, but I used to play with him. His dad was the... I've got so many stories. His dad was the coach of our team, right? And Makaringa played, but I was the star of the team. More than him. And he was super talented. He was like a protege from a young age. So I was a good goalie, believe it or not. Like, yeah, I wasn't this big. I wasn't a fat kid. I was always a tall, big kid, but not like... I was a good goalie. So I'll be the goalie when we play.
Did you see Tuso Google how to make fortune squirt in 5 minutes?
How to make your fortunes come in 5 minutes. That's what I want to Google. How to make my fortunes come within 5 minutes.
Oh, shit. You know what else I saw, bro? Remember Tunes SA? Tunes SA, the guy that promoted his...
Oh, the guy who was promoting his mixtape during the looting.
Chablan.
Yeah. He had a... What was funny?
No, the whole, like, him looting, like, the memory of him doing what he did while people were looting is funny.
You think that was funny?
How? People are looting, taking TVs, and you're promoting your mixtape. That's funny.
That's genius,
but
bro.
That's just genius. That's
it's
true,
genius, though. And it's not funny as in I'm ridiculing it.
Yeah.
But it's funny.
Yeah.
Like, it's genius, but it's funny.
Not the way you laugh. Not like, ha, 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 ha.
I did laugh like that because it's funny. Like, oh man,
this is a genius funny idea.
It's funny, bro, but it's
that
genius.
Kind of laugh. Yeah,
but not like, oh wow, he's actually promo. It's funny.
Yeah,
because I didn't expect it.
Adio, he was on a live with Dame Dash.
Dame Dash, the guy who sent Kanye to Rockefeller.
Yeah,
he was on a live and they spoke for like 4 minutes.
Are you for
real? I kid you not, man.
Guy's gone, man.
Bro.
Well, okay, he's not gone. Let's not lie.
Not gone, gone.
But that's dope.
How dope?
He's not gone, but that's dope.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Talking about what with Dame Dash?
He was just saying how much he loves Dame Dash. He watches the Charlamagne interviews. And he inspired him to start his own, because he's got an independent label.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, you are one of the people that inspired me to start that.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, it just makes you see how the world is so small, bro.
The world
a
is small.
A guy from Jabulani is on a live with Dame
Dash. With Dame Dash, the guy who founded Rockefeller with Jay-Z. That is...
And Dame Dash was like, yeah, next time you're in LA, pull up.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Tato's on his phone. Are we boring you, Tato? Why are you on your phone? Are we boring you? Is the content... Oh, someone's calling you. Who's calling you? Someone. Who?
You're the crew that doesn't screw. Who could possibly be calling you? Nah, that's dope. And all just from that little... Dude, it's crazy how like a small opportunity gap, you can just maximize on it. All just from people are looting, you decide to promote your mixtape.
Yeah.
But another rapper, there's a rapper now who's making rounds.
Who?
Ocean L.
Who's that?
His name is... Actually... He's got a dope name because his name is Lwandle. Lwandle Ndaba. So Ocean L, because Lwandle is an ocean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And L, that's fuck. That's a dope name.
It's Tato, you on your phone? Who's there?
Hey man, stop the phony behavior. What's going on, bro? What's going on, man?
Are you guys texting each other?
Stop the phony behavior.
Stop the phony behavior. We're here. You're out there engaged with someone else. Come on, man. These phony guys. No, we woke some phony ass motherfuckers here. Yeah, come on, man.
As you're saying.
But yeah, Ocean L is Lwandle Ndaba. It's Sophie Ndaba's son.
And
now, you know,
with
Sophie Ndaba. Come again?
With Themba Ndaba as well.
Pardon?
Sophie and Themba Ndaba's son.
Oh, Sophie and Themba Ndaba's son. Themba Ndaba is Uncle who on that
Brutus.
Show?
Brutus.
Uncle? Uncle
it's
who?
Brutus.
Brutus, Mali. Yes. Uncle Brutus on the Ferguson show. What is it?
Yes. The Queen.
The Queen, yes. The guy drinks a lot on The Queen.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's, yeah, so he's Sophie Ndaba's son. But now Sophie Ndaba had a thing with Max Lishaba.
Sure.
Did they get married? Okay,
yes.
They were an item.
Okay.
They've now separated.
Oh, okay.
Max Lishaba is the guy who owns Gwalishaba, Isoweto.
Isoweto.
Oh, okay.
Yes, rich guy.
Dichaba.
D Chaba. Yeah, it's written as Lee Chaba, but you know the whole Sotho rule of L and D's, right? Mm. D Chaba. Mm. Max D Chaba. Now they've broken up. Oh, and shit. This dude, Luangle, Ocean L, dropped a diss song.
Even.
Dissing Max D Chaba. Telling Sichaba Sotho about.
Stepdaddy is a devil.
about his business.
Was it bad?
It's bad.
It's bad.
In the, okay, so that this song is called My Stepdad is a Devil.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And the stepdad being Max.
Sure.
And the guy
and
says.
And this is public knowledge.
Well, this song is public knowledge, and all the details within this song are now public knowledge.
Hectic.
He's saying that dad was buying bitches. He says Max hit Sophie.
Yeah.
Serious fucking allegations. Mm. And he says his stepdad
slept with his friend.
Or slept with his best friend. Who was a little, I mean, she's young.
Yeah,
I mean, he's young.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
imagine your father sleeping with your friend.
Hectic.
You know what I mean? And he says all this ish.
And the song is out.
And that he's impregnated other women out there. And the song is out. He dropped the song 2 days ago.
Yeah.
We tried getting him on the show. So I hit him up on Instagram inbox, the quickest way to hit up celebrities.
Yeah.
Told him who we
is
are.
Is he even a celebrity?
Is he a celebrity?
He's a celebrity.
No, he's not a celebrity.
You said it.
Well, yeah, he's not a celebrity.
But maybe that's why you responded. No, but respond?
Come on. You've dropped the song. It's all. Like, look, if for some random rapper, I would have found him on Facebook or Instagram anyway. Mm-hmm. And we asked him to come on, and he agreed. But then he was like, no, send me your email address, my team. I've got a team.
Are you sure it wasn't Jessic?
Because we've got those...
Those vibes.
Who decline us like that.
Yeah. Dude, Manji, the guy declined us. He was literally like, no, I've got a team. Give me your email address. My team will send you a press release for dropping.
Wow.
Imagine. Wow. And I go to his Instagram. He's got a song that he released ages ago, but it's got like 50 views.
Agani, perhaps.
No, perhaps, bro. But yeah, we tried to get him to actually give us the breakdown on the details. He said no. He said I'm gonna send him an email.
Oh
wow!
Send now that goes
email.
Down.
But
that's,
I didn't,
that's
I didn't
an L for
send
sure.
Him an email.
Yeah, wanya@sotho.com.
Yeah, but we shall see.
Why do you care so much about that story, bro?
Why? Well, because Max Dishaba is a huge inspirational figure for a lot of people in Soweto, right? And the whole thing is, man, like
is
I said...
Is it like Joe, you know, in Alex, there's Joe's Butcher. It's the same vibes.
It's bigger.
Oh, it's bigger.
It's bigger.
Oh.
The guy's like a proper business person, you know what I mean? He's been interviewed like in business segments. I remember his interview, I think it was with Bruce Whitfield on his business show. Like, he's a serious...
Bigger than Maponya.
No, not bigger than Maponya.
Oh, so in between.
In between. Coming up. Mm. You know what I mean? In between. So I think the guy is a serious business person. And the allegations made there. For example, sleeping with a kid.
Mm.
So we wanted to have the guy on. It was important to have him on to ask, dude, how old was the kid?
Yeah.
Were you in high school? Because Sophie Ndaba and this guy have been together for a very long time. Mm. And also... From outside looking in, because Sophie has had her problems with her health and everything else, and this guy stuck by her. It looked like such an amazing story. But now to be told that he hit her.
Sure.
You know? It doesn't even matter when. Was it when she was sick? But even if it wasn't when she was sick, it's still a... It's a serious allegation.
Yeah.
Do you think Sophie has heard the track?
I think Sophie definitely has heard the track.
Because he wouldn't have released it.
Yeah.
Yeah, without his mom's approval. You're literally releasing sensitive things that happened to your mom as far as abuse is concerned. You know what I mean?
But what if she genuinely didn't know?
Huh?
What if?
She didn't know.
How like, do you not know song? When someone hits you?
No, I'm saying releasing the song.
Oh.
Remember now you guys are going to talk about the song.
Yes, maybe
she didn't know about the song.
Nah,
out.
I think she does, man.
Yeah.
Unundaba. You know, she definitely knows what's up.
All right, so Penduka, it is time to know your cat.
Oh,
Yes, today we're talking about budgeting and saving. Google says that budgeting can help reduce stress.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Makes sense. Yeah. Most people's stresses arrive, well, is derived from finances, problem with their finances. Mm. Oh, shit, you know, you haven't paid rent. Oh, shit, you haven't paid school fees. And that can be avoided through budgeting. Makes sense.
All right, cool. Let's call Nikki. Let's call Nikki from Know Your Cash so you can give us a breakdown. SA's current savings rating is extremely low by global standards, with gross savings of less than 15% of the GDP in 2019. The country has one of the lowest savings rates in the world and is far below the world average of 25.1%.
Jesus.
The pandemic, though. The pandemic. Heesh.
So yeah, Africans need saving.
Yeah. Jeez, I haven't saved in a while, man. But I'm thinking of getting into crypto, bro.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
What's stopping you?
Money.
Nikki Wamutiba, good evening. How's it, Nikki?
Hey, Nikki, how are you, my brother?
I'm top of the food chain yourself, buddy.
Top of the food chain!
And how is Ghost Lady out there? Happy Women's Month to you.
Thank you, Nikki.
Yeah, Saul, did you manage to sort Neo out? Budget?
Now we're trying to sort him out with butts before budgets.
That's my point. Anyway, well done, guys.
Yeah.
All right. So, Nikki, we're talking about budgeting and saving. What's your take on it, bro?
Maybe let's even start by saying this month it's Women's Month. I'm not quite sure if you guys are going to be buying presents for the ladies in your lives, whether it's your mom or so. Is it in your budget? You know, can you afford it? Saul was trying to take care of Neo's needs from the B side, and was it in his budget? Can he afford it? So it's purely looking at the inflow of money that comes into your pocket and look at the outflow of expenses. So you're telling your money where to go to and monitor if your money is going exactly where you want it to be. So that, you know, you don't fall into a trap of debt, because if you overspend, what happens? You fall into debt.
But why do you think black people don't save, bro? Like, yo, it's foreign to us. It's
Runa, we don't talk money. We were taught money is the root of all evil. We end up chasing more money, but as opposed to systems that make money or systems that save money. And then I'm happy that you have a show like this where we can teach our nation. Thank you ever so much from Saia and from FCC as well. So budgeting, when where you look at your money and say, look, I have 100 bucks, for example, and I have so many other needs. How do I prioritize? If you can, you sometimes deposit. And we look for discounts. That's what we call now saving. So your behavior will determine how you budget as well. Are you a planning person? Are you impulsive? Meaning when now outfit go shopping, you see advertisements, or you walk past a shopping hang or somebody's eating a sandwich and all of a sudden now you want to buy? Or are you a compulsive person who, when you are hungry, you just eat? When you are stressed, you just eat. So that's a psychological portion. So even in your money, it will determine where it goes to, based on your behavior.
Wow.
Thank you so much, yeah. Nikki. Wow. That is Nikki. Yeah. He is an insurance and financial industry expert. Siyabonga Baba, top of the food chain.
Thank you, Nikki.
As always, thank you, Nikki. We're working our way to the top of the food chain as well.
And it's saving, 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 guys.
That's the key word, save.
Anyway, before we go out of here, man, big shout out to Zahara.
We're going out.
We're going out.
We have 40 minutes.
Yeah.
40 minutes. 40 what is this one?
Wow. Shout out to Zahara. Have you heard the album?
No, but she's dropping an album.
It's already out.
I heard the song.
Yes. I also heard the lead single.
Which one?
Man, that one, bro. It almost sounds like it's got guitars. Loli was old, bro. Come on, Loli was old, man. But I did hear it on like some radio station. I heard it.
Yeah, but we played a couple of tracks before we started recording.
I don't think you played the main single.
Yeah, I don't think we...
But I like the sound. Zahara is good, yeah, bro. Man. Zahara is good.
She's amazing, man. She's like our own Taylor Swift, ne?
Like a Taylor Swift?
Yeah, black version.
I wouldn't say... I would say she's our own... What's that lady? She's got her ticket, and I know she's Tracy Chapman.
Tracy Chapman.
Oh, not yeah.
What's wrong with Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift is
it's more pop.
It's country. Yeah. Is she country slash pop?
But Zahara's country, local country.
Country, but solid. She'd never done a collab with a house artist or whatever.
She did with Smoo. When the remix...
Ah, he remixed. So that's a remix. Smooth just took the separates and the vocals and made the song faster. That's a remix. She was not there to actually collaborate on a bubblegum song or dance
that
song.
That song was bubblegum?
No, I'm saying commercial song.
Commercial, yeah.
So that's why... bubblegum?
Commercial is bubblegum. You chew it up, you spit it out. Flavor of the month. It's like it's just a flavor that lasts for 5 minutes. Like commercial is bubblegum. Did you know, Chappies, bubblegum? Did you know that commercial is bubblegum?
You know?
Now you know. Commercial is bubblegum, bro. Flavor of the month. Come on, dog. I mean.
Oh, shit. Anything else you want to talk about?
I wanted to big up Mom Keys.
She's
a legend.
Oh,
she has made the woman's month.
She got the keys to bloom.
Yay, yay. You try and kick her out, I'll come back with another one.
It's crazy.
Oh. The one we were talking about the other time.
Royal AM.
Yeah.
That's not a team anymore.
Well, they're still a team, but it's just that they've got issues. You know, remember they have a court case pending and back and forth with the...
But she sorted it out quickly. What did she do? Mom Keys bought Bloom Celtics.
Bloom Celtics.
So she got two teams now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but essentially what... The plan is to get Royal AM in the PSL.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that this is what touches me, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I love a black... I want more black billionaires or millionaires to start buying up teams in the PSL. I mean, AmaZulu, that's what happened to it. TS Galaxy is owned
there's a vendor Suwazi. Team that's back now.
Chakuma.
Yeah, TTM.
Oh, by the way, shout out to Chakuma. The user. On their Facebook page. The video of him greeting.
Yeah.
So they're in
the PSL as well.
They're in the PSL.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I'm in favor, you know. But the problem is, I feel so sad. It's a double-edged sword. Because now, I feel sad because Bloom Celtics, the name, won't... Okay, some people are saying Bloom Celtics are selling the team to Mom Keezer.
Okay.
And essentially, Mom Keezer is just buying their position in the PSL.
Oh.
So she's buying a spot in the PSL. Similar thing Rhea Stars did when she sold her team and then, right? But now, for me, it's like 50 years of history.
Gone. Supporters.
That team, I mean, in Bloom. Dude, like, Bloom Celtics for the longest time have been getting the best supporters.
Is she moving? Is she moving Bloom Celtic outside of Bloom?
Possibly.
No, she's buying the spot and technically moving it out and taking it to KZN and renaming Royal AM.
Yes.
Then Royal AM will play in the PSL.
Yes.
You love.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
so basically,
all that history gone.
But, hold on. People are saying that Bloom Celtics will then take that money, right? All those millions, well, some of them, and buy an NFD team. So they will buy a team in the second tier, a level of our football system.
That makes
sense. No, then they will try to qualify back into the PSL. And the team will still be in Bloom. So basically, I've got Bloom Celtics. I sell it. And then I go buy a Amanzi Mtoti FC that plays in the second division. And then I call it Bloom Celtics, retaining everything else that's Bloom Celtics, the head offices, everything. Mm. And now we want to qualify to get back into the PSL.
Didn't something similar happen with, I think it was Black Leopards? Oh. Like Mpumalanga team from...
Mpumalanga Black Aces.
Yeah, Black... Yeah.
Yeah, yes.
And they were bought by
it's happened
a team
before.
In Cape
Town. I think
Rhea
Stars.
Yeah.
It has happened before where a team sells its... themselves and then someone else
takes
it's almost like hopping onto their name or license, and then they operate in the PSL.
Did you see Tuso? He's Googling how to make mum kiss a squirt in 5 minutes. In bloom.
Hey, dog.
Tuso, just ask Sol. I think Sol is...
Yeah, ask me, fam. I can make women squirt with my fingers, with my toes, everything. You know what I mean? I call those toes square toes.
I'm sure Mom Keys, when she squares, it's just billions and millions.
Oh, bro.
Put some respect on Mom Keys. No, she's the boss.
Hey, dog, Mom Keys a dog, but she's a serious baller, oh, man. Oh, crazy, bro. And the fact that it's a... Yo, man, shout out to her. Mm. Like, yeah, no. And shout out to Andy Limpisane. He showed up at Mpura's house. We lost Abumpura last week.
Yo, that was
shout out to Andy, man. He showed up at Mpura's house. And yeah, man.
Where were you when you heard about the news about Mpura and Killer Cow?
I was on my way to the interview we did last week.
Oh, yeah. Well, which you
and funny enough, because I know someone who's very close to the situation. Like, I know Mpura's mom. Usis Judy. I know her where she works. I've met her. Wow. She knows me. You know what I mean? We talk. And I got a call from the mutual friend. A mutual friend said, hey, Ngala ucheke Mpura's Insta, because we just got a call. Uchudi, Mpura's mom, just got a call from the manager. Manager says, hello, mama. Can I please talk to you? Can I have your address? I'm coming. Now, Mpura's mom has never met the manager, which is normal. I'm sure your mom, when you were still doing DJing, didn't meet your manager, right?
She was my manager.
Oh, flip. Oh, that's beautiful. But you know how
I fired her.
Why?
You fired your mom.
God. Is she still working her way up back?
Oh, I get it. Remember I told you she's the executive producer now? She called me yesterday shitting on me for like an hour.
Oh.
For real?
Yeah, she said I must apologize to Louisa McDonald. She didn't like what we did to him.
Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of chillers also said that.
Yeah.
A lot of chillers did. Yeah,
a lot of chillers said that.
Let me send a voice note to him, actually.
To Louisa McDonald.
Yeah, because he was, like, people think, like, we disrespect him, but he was chilled about it.
He was cool, chilled, man. Yeah, but just send
but we got too excited that episode.
We did. Yeah, Louisa McDonald. Let me send
that episode is just crazy.
It's crazy, man.
But he's chilled, man.
He's like, chilled.
Yeah, but anyway, my mom said I must apologize.
Okay, apologize. Let's appease your mom.
And Louisa McDonald, we had a scandal in our front door.
Yes.
But we have sorted it out. I just want to apologize for... What did we do, Phil?
We played that thing.
Oh, rock, paper, scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah,
we apologize. I'm apologizing again as I did last time. And we will do better.
Yeah, sorry, man. We love you, bro.
We'll play a better game next time.
Yeah,
no, we'll listen. We'll listen to you.
Oh, we'll listen.
We'll
yes.
listen.
Sorry.
Yeah, we'll concentrate.
We love you, man. We love you.
My mom made me do this. What's that called? Remember, she was like, "Umama angeti, hey."
Mama walk out.
Hey. The word where she's like, "Umama said, John, don't call me again."
Oh, hey, what's this guy's name?
My wife. Who? Is it not my wife?
Oh, it's that
voice note.
Like, that voice.
Hey, my mom says, don't ever call me again. Yes. Yeah, I'm just gonna sip on the red. And also delete my number.
Yes.
Like I don't. You and I were not.
I was not born to be.
I was not born to be a hoe. Yeah, I'm just out fame. That voice note killed me. That trending voice note has been trending for 2 years now.
All right, Louisa, we out of here.
Yeah, so in a nutshell, I got a call.
I'm still recording.
Ow.
Thank you.
Dango.
Thank you, Louisa. We
thank
apologize.
You, Louisa.
Donald. Thank you.
There we go. Sent it.
Agnam te tola. There's no law, Yiso. Everybody just does whatever they want. But, so back to my story. I basically got a call saying, please check Umongezi's Insta and everything else. Umongezi is Mpura. And then I did, and I'm like, he hasn't posted in a day. Then I was told that, okay, the manager is going to see his mom. Mm. And we don't know what for, but the mom is obviously now worried.
Yeah.
In my head, I'm thinking, fuck, car accident, the guy's injured or something, party, someone did something stupid to him, he's injured, right? And then right when I got to Rockets, where we're doing the interview, the guy's about to drop me off. I get a call. The person, mutual friend, is hysterical, crying. I'm hearing Usi's Judy in the background. Hysterical. I'm like, I'm like, Jesus Christ, yo.
Man.
Yo, man, I'm like, Mpura, such a rising star. Yo, and bro. I know the family, like, you know, story. I don't know the family. I just know the mom. I don't know his three siblings, the brothers. But from my mutual friend, I know the background. I know the story. Like I said, I know where Mpura's mom works.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm pretty sure of some things. I mean, he even said in the song, all he wants is upilisumama kimpila sesentin, you know.
Ish.
And it broke me, man. Like, it broke me, seriously. So that's where I was in the back of an Uber in Bryanston, when I and this is before a lot of people got it.
Yeah.
That's when I tweeted, like, gee, such a rising star, and everybody asked me what's happening. But it wasn't my place to say, this person has passed on, up until it was out there. So yeah, that's how I found out.
Just him, man. There were a lot of people in that car.
Yes, and yes.
Oh. Let me read the press release, man. It was
Kilakau. It was Kilakau.
Ish, bro.
Mpura, The Voice.
No one saw that coming.
Tando Tot. And TD. Right? Five. And there's a lady who was also in the car.
Is it?
She's in the hospital. Oh. And also condolences to the driver of the other car. The Nissan is what, N200? What's that small Nissan car? Yeah. Baki Muprasanza, I think. Is it Prasanza? Prasanza, yeah. Yes. May his soul rest in peace also. Where were they coming from again? Huh?
Where were they coming from?
They were in Rustenburg. Yeah. I think from Mangaung.
What do you feel about people saying that, you know, what's the place? Marikana.
Mangaung is in Free State.
What do you feel about people saying that they were being irresponsible because allegedly there was alcohol?
Guys, people lost their lives. It's not the time right now. Right now is not the time to talk about who was drinking, were they drinking. Yes, there are rock stars, and you know, but right now is not the time. A mother has lost a life, right? Even those mothers will one day reflect on the circumstances surrounding the deaths. But right now, people died. Let's be sympathetic. It's not the fucking time to come out and say who was drinking, what was happening, why were there so many in the car. People lost their lives. Have some fucking respect and dignity.
It was Kilakau, Tando Tot, who was his DJ, TD, who was SMEA's official road manager, Mpura Mpura, it was The Voice, who was Mpura's DJ, and one other female.
The female apparently survived in hospital. I don't know. Well, at the time when everybody else's deaths were announced, she was still alive. I don't know now. I don't have the update. But yeah, those are the people, man. And that's how I feel about people saying it could have been avoided, whatever. We don't know. We're speculating. We don't know what happened.
When it's a time, it's a time, bro.
And also, people lost their lives. We'll have that conversation about drinking and driving or not following COVID protocol, lockdown protocol. We should be all, you know, at home. Yeah, but that's not the time right now. Right now is to sympathize with the families and just pay our respects.
So did you ever meet the guy?
No, I was so looking forward to meeting him.
Is it?
I was so looking forward to meeting him.
He looked like a jovial guy.
Jovial, chilled guy, bro. Such a lovely guy, man. Like, reminds me of his mom. And so talented, such a creative. Guy was a photographer. A fashionista. Like, proper. There's a picture of him wearing a kilt, right? Like those Scottish dresses that men wear, skirts that men wear. Like proper fashionista. And the fact that he literally came across as a Brum Lord, you know, so forward fashion photographer, and also was penning hood anthems that rocked hoods from Eguruleni to Cape Town to Rustenburg. Hey, I think he had so much to contribute in the game.
Made hits for days.
The Voice was still coming up. And I remember Devin Gogo tweeted that The Voice when he was so excited to be in that car to go with the guys and stuff, you know what I mean? Because he was also like a Bram Lord.
Yeah.
They did a huge thing for him here in
Bram.
It was beautiful, man. It's so sad, bro. Like, mothers, imagine. And also then I got a message from our mutual friend saying, hey, Usis Judy wants this picture as the picture that they frame and put up at home. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, damn, bro, imagine having to choose pictures from your kid's pic as the one for the obituary.
Oh. Yeah.
No one should have to live through that.
Yeah.
Very painful experience.
No parent, man. Like, kids must bury their parents. And that's how I would prefer my whole thing to happen in my life. Not the other way. I can't imagine doing that.
And unfortunately, we can't choose, though.
We can't choose. Mm. We don't write the script, right? Mm. It's life.
Anyway, ghost lady, what do you want to say?
Guys, I want you to play a game.
Oh, yeah, let's play a game. What do you want to play? What do you want to play?
Let's play a game.
Would you rather?
Would you rather?
And we haven't played a game in a while. Let's play. Let's go. Yeah. Give it to us.
Oh, yeah, we haven't played a game.
I was like, no, let us.
That's a good one.
Let's go.
Okay, all right. I'll start with you, Sol. Yeah. Would you rather know how you will die or when you will die?
Ooh, why would you starting with him? Can't answer that as well.
Okay.
Would I rather know when I'll die or how I'll die?
Yeah.
When?
No, man. That takes out the fun out of life, bro. I don't care how, because
the how does not allow me to prepare for everything else and everyone else around me.
But that's the beauty about life, bro. You don't know when you're going to go.
But if I knew when, I can fix my shit.
What shit?
Like, I love you to the right people.
Fix a shit right
list,
now.
Bucket list.
Fix a shit right now.
Yes. We always work
towards soul.
We always, everyone is working towards fixing this shit. We need to fix it now. Everyone. Mm. Everyone. Mm. Right? And shit is now, it's different from one person to the next. But we're always working on fixing ourselves.
Nah, that kills the joy of life, dog.
When?
Imagine this was your last show.
Okay, now imagine they tell you're gonna die in a pool, right? Mm. And now you can't swim whenever you get a chance.
No, I can.
No, but you won't, because you were told you're gonna die in a pool.
Actually, that's a good one.
Mm. You see?
Well, what's a good one?
No, I'm saying that's a good
one. Like
point.
If you were told you're gonna die in a car accident, you'll stop driving today.
I'll still drive.
You'll stay home. No,
you won't. Don't lie.
Mac, you'll stay
you
home.
You won't. You'll stop driving today.
Yeah, no, I'll stay home, play hide and seek with my son. Yeah,
exactly.
And
that,
make us come
that.
To you to come and record.
Exactly.
You know?
So I don't want to know the how. Because what if I'm told I'll die having sex?
Now you're going to stop having...
Hey, look at Tuso Googling how to die before having sex.
Hey, Tuso.
Why couldn't you be just like that girl? You said you also had the same issue, Makayev. So you couldn't pretend for Tuso like you did not see it.
No, man. So me, it's when over how.
You, MacG?
It's when.
He's answered already.
Yeah, I want to know when.
You want to know when?
No, you want to know how.
Yeah, I want to know.
You want to know how. Not
oh, here's the thing. Okay, cool. Next one.
What's next it? Question. Okay. Would you rather meet your ancestors or future grandchildren?
Ooh. That's
so
a
go
good
back
one.
And meet your ancestors or go to the
that's
future?
That's obvious.
What's obvious?
Me, I would want to see my grandchildren.
Yeah, everyone wants to see that. Like, you want to see what came out of you more than what you came out of.
Mm.
But how many times are people always going on about their ancestors? They need that communication.
I don't want to meet them. Because there will be a huge disconnect. Do you know that some of my ancestors, for example, like...
This is the wrong password, bro.
What? Wi-Fi password?
Yeah, I got Neo. I'm using Neo's laptop today. Give me the
wrong
password.
Oh, how? Neo. The crew that doesn't screw.
Oh, yeah, we're still looking for Neo.
We're still looking for...
We didn't do the space thing last
year.
We forgot.
Yeah,
did
we forgot.
Oh,
yeah, we forgot. Yeah, we forgot.
But we're still looking for someone to shag now.
Yes.
Right? We're looking for someone to shag you, dog. We're looking for someone to shag you.
So please
now, aka DJ Shagger.
What's up number? Let's we're still looking for ladies, man.
Yeah, ladies wanna. Now is a good looking guy.
He reminds me of like Steve Biko. You know, if you take a picture of,
yes,
of Nell,
yes,
white,
yes,
you'd think he was in The Struggle.
Yeah, yeah. Steve Biko, who prefers Maguinha for breakfast. Then you got Nell, you know, but he's a good looking, decent looking guy. So very nice, very humble.
Let's describe Nell. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
he's not tall.
Yes.
He's a bit on the short side, but he's not like abnormally short.
Yeah, he's not too short.
Quiet.
Humble.
Speaks when he's spoken to. Hey, Aya.
Yes, yes. He's got a mechanical engineering degree.
Yes.
Mechanical?
Yeah.
He's educated.
Yeah. Yo, bro, which engineering?
Are you not the smartest person in this room?
He,
you want to? No, no, but you want to. You're very smart.
Yeah.
It's mechanical, right? Or chemical?
He has a master's.
Yeah.
You finish or dropped out?
Oh,
he's a chemical engineer.
What are you doing here, bro?
Yo,
what are you doing here? Okay, cool. So he's like my height, ne? He's like my height, ne? Goes, lady.
Slightly taller than you.
Taller than you.
Slightly taller.
Yeah. So, ladies, if you want to get with Neo, we'll do it next week on the show because we're not a Twitter space kind of people.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, why would we do that?
It's
going
to become too formal now.
What's the WhatsApp number where they can WhatsApp to be with Neo?
To be with Neo.
081-474-0632.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah. Ladies, WhatsApp there. We'll have them next week. We'll do like, what's that show that used to be on SABC 1? Love is Blind. No, not Love
oh,
is Blind.
Oh, Buzz. Like, oh, that's wish. Only the
all you need is
people.
Love.
All you need is love.
All you need is love.
Yes, even Baz, but you guys wouldn't remember that one.
Which
one?
Carol
Bauer.
We're still
remember
young.
Remember Baz when the person like shows up and it's a silhouette
so
behind
you're
like
older
a light,
than us.
A white
you're
curtain, and then they talk, and then if you like what you hear, you buzz them. Well, Carol Bauer, Carol Manana back then. Manana. Mm. You don't remember it?
No.
You're older than us.
No, I'm not older. We're the same age.
Yeah.
But you.
It's for vaccinated people. Like, that one.
Exactly.
Buzz. Anyway, people will know Buzz. But you're right. All you need is love.
Yeah.
All you need.
Yes.
So we'll do that on the show next week. Ne?
We're looking
three
for the
ladies,
one.
Three ladies. Ne?
Yes.
That's enough. Ne? How many do you want? What's your appetite now?
What's your appetite, dog?
Three is fine. Ne? He's got a gap. You know,
But not like a huge gap.
Yeah,
it's not like a gap, but it's like 5 cent gap they call it. Yeah, 5 cent gap they call it. Yeah, just a tiny gap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh shit! I got a surprise. Before we leave, I got a surprise. One of our chillers, he makes watches.
Watches?
Yeah.
Watches.
He said I must give this to you.
Oh, flip, bro! Oh. Hey, which one is this one?
Watch.
TRP Yo. Watches.
Wow.
TRP That's Watches.
TRP.
Oh, shout out, dog.
His name is Tolu Lwazi Tamzwaleni Pungula. You can check him out on Instagram, TRP Watches. Instagram is Tolu Lwazi. Okay, I'll just put the information
nice.
In the description. Ooh. Yeah. But that's for Saul.
Oh.
Yo, thanks.
This one's for me.
What's his name?
Which Tulu one is for Ghosty?
Tulas, thanks,
we
bro.
We need one for you, ne?
TRP Watches.
Yeah, we need. Hey, Tuli, we need one for Ghost Lady.
Yo, bro, we need one for.
Yeah, it's bad.
Why do you only. Why didn't tell him when he was giving you two?
How?
When there's three of us.
How?
Yeah, but anyway.
No, but this is beautiful, bro.
It looks lovely, though.
Local. Hey, look at this, bro.
Wow,
local,
man. Bro. Proper timepiece,
bro.
Yeah.
Nice.
TRP Watches. Make sure you follow him on Instagram, t.r.p Watches. I'll put the information in the description.
Okay.
Beautiful,
but we must
man.
Get
Thank
you one
bro.
As well.
Yes, yes,
this
yes.
Is beautiful.
Before I continue, what time is it there, so?
Hey?
What time is it there?
Oh, bro, the time right now is, hey, where's the 12 o'clock? Oh, great. Right now, it's 6:05. No, it can't be 6:05 because the TRP.
No, it's 5:30.
Oh, alhamdulillah.
Aye, so. Don't don't do that.
Hey, okay, look.
Cut this
the
part.
TRP, you
don't
can read.
Don't spiral this thing.
You can read. Wait, oh, he paid.
No.
Oh, shit. Hey, but if you paid, fuck, dog. No, but I think you need to press something for it to start working.
Yeah.
Yes, it's locked.
Yes.
Guys, when you buy a brand new watch, ne?
Yeah.
It's not. On time.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's not on time. Mm. So this is not on time because it's a brand new watch. You need to remove. You see this thing?
Oh, it's a
look. Yes, now it's Musi.
No, but he didn't pay. He's just a chiller.
Yeah, but to his defense, it's not yet activated.
Yeah.
So the time now don't does do not
that.
Make
I
sense.
I don't like that.
What?
Yeah. Don't diss TRP watches like
no!
that.
No! I'm explaining why the time is wrong. Because when you buy brand new watches.
No, it looks like the TRP watches are
yeah,
wrong.
They're wrong. They don't work. You know what I mean? And this is such a nice gesture. Yes.
Next thing we upload at 5 o'clock Monday episode, they'll be like, yeah, it's a TRP watch.
It's 3 o'clock.
You know chill is, right?
We're like, yeah, the TRP watch
of yours. I'm loading at 5. What happened to 3 o'clock?
Hi, bro.
Oh, it's oh. a TRP watches. No, but
anyway,
yeah, it's not activated.
It's time for us to give away the Grandeur hamper. We had a hamper to give away.
Ooh, nice.
Here is the Grandeur hamper. It's time to give it away.
Huh? Grandeur hamper.
I'm the sure
Grandeur
hamper. You want to win this one, Ghost
I'd
Lady.
I'd love me. It.
Okay. All right, you choose a number.
Oh, we'll choose a number.
Person. Yeah, choose a number.
You know, they say you must give away stuff that you would love for yourself.
Yes.
Yes, so like, yeah, don't give away ish you won't use or
no,
drink.
No, 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 that hamper.
Oh. Are we ready to rock and roll?
Yeah.
Let's choose the number. Number generating. 6,754.
Okay.
6,754.
6,754.
Okay, let me go on the laptop. 6,754. All right. Cool, let's call the number. Here you go.
072-999.
Okay.
They'll call them.
Hmm? Cool. Mm. Let's call them.
And say, reveal everything.
Let's go.
And saying Eli Tot.
Hey da Barmini.
Rona Barmini.
Ah, we are good in you, my leader.
Yes.
Is this my G?
Yebo. Sol is here. Ghost yes. Lady is here as
yes.
well.
Yes.
Away, guys. Away.
Yeah, we just want to thank you for entering the Grandeur hamper competition. You are the winner.
But you need to give the hamper to a female.
God, thank you. Thank you, Maggie. Thank you, Sol. Thank you, Ghost Lady. You guys are the best.
What's your name?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, guys.
What's his name?
What's his name?
Is your name? Thank you.
Oh,
Dango.
Oh, my name is Wone Hawe.
Oh, Nivagoy. What am I gonna?
Get the name was.
Nivangerele, I'm your homeboy, Nivavuva.
Oh, my boy! My boy!
Ah, that's dope! We must link up and eat Neme Nemes together, man.
Wait, isn't the competition rules family members of...
no, it's not my family member, this one. It's not my family. I don't know, I disown this one. Because it's Women's Month, you have to give this to a woman, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but congratulations. The prize is coming to you, ne?
Thank you. Thank you, Meg J. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Where Ndando. Is he? Which side is he? Is it?
Nda.
Nialdiva Mkwevo?
Yeah. Hey, Mkwevo Nialdiva.
How? Oh, seriously, ni gai kure na Mkwevo?
How far?
Zunadizurava, my way. Tio Venda, that's it.
Oh, Mara, silom Nialdiva.
Duncan.
Oh, Duncan! Yeah!
Uncle Duncan Mukwevo.
Yeah!
Okay, then the people are so low. Never done the people are so low.
Yeah,
let's do this.
Yeah,
I was born in
Siloam.
Siloam
hospital. Oh, big boy. What's
this? Hey, I hope I want to pay for Siloam. Pay for Siloam. Hey, Siloam, just shy.
This is all.
Pay
for Siloam.
I'm actually sad that it's a vendor guy. It looks like nepotism.
Yeah.
It looks like nepotism. 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 Nepotism sounds vendor, right?
Yeah.
The word nepotism.
Yeah, nepotism.
Also, Patreons and memberships, yes?
Yes.
We had Java Part 1.
Ooh.
This week, I'm going to put Java Part 2.
Ooh.
Yeah. Dope. I like nice. That. I can't wait.
I wish you were actually there, bro, when we shot Java, because it was before your time.
Nah, well, yeah, I was not there when we shot Java. Flip, yeah, bro. I wish I was there, man.
So we'll put up part 2 for all members and patrons. So become a patron, become a member. So you can check that out. Also, what is happening? Nell, your screen is... What's happening here? Hey, let me just go on my phone. What are the announcements I got to make? Is there anything else I'm missing?
Nah, nothing. Ooh, I can't wait for Zex120 to drop a song, bro. There's a new song. Big song alert. Mm. I mean it this time. And I'm serious. I know people will have me because they'll say, hey, you said Kandashi's going to be a big song and
is
whatnot.
It a big song?
How is it?
It is. Yes, but people, when I tweeted this, they were like, hey, what? You said Kandashi's. And Kandashi's has a nice song. Sometimes.
Oh, but I haven't heard it anyway, actually. But I don't go out as well. I'm busy playing hide and seek with myself.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Exactly.
Like, that's why they are not big. Because I'm not
big song alert. Mm. Zex Bantwini and Kasango Osama is the name of the song.
Wow.
Oh, na 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 ni na ni na. It's a very African vibes, wow, kind of song.
Oh.
Like, go to Chillers Club. When Kasango came on, it's I think season 2, episode 4.
Yeah.
At 6:30 into his mix, mm, he plays the song. Because mm, you won't find the song anywhere because it's not released yet.
Oh.
But Chillers Club, season 2, episode 4, Kasango, six minutes, 30 seconds. He starts the song. It's gonna be a huge song, man. Mm. Like, I can't wait. Breath of fresh air, guys. You know the song I'm talking about?
Mm-mm,
you know?
Mm.
Which one? It's gonna be an amazing. It's gonna be a big song. It's African vibes, bro. Yeah. Like, I'm so happy.
Wow.
That sound.
You wish you made that song.
Yes, it's one of those songs.
Mm. Oh,
that you wish you made, and okay, it's a song I'm capable
don't scream
of making.
You're making noise. Don't scream.
Is it? Okay, it's the song, man, you know. Am I fine, bro? Am I coming in too hot?
Hey, the masters are speaking.
There's
hey,
the professional sound guy, man. He's a professional sound guy. I'm good? I'm excited.
I'm kidding.
I know, but it's going to be an amazing song, man. Osama, it's going to be the bomb. Love that song.
Make sure you check out Bass. He's with Maporisa this coming Friday.
Bass is the host of Chillers Club.
Inside voice.
And he's got Maporisa.
Yeah, this coming Friday they're going to be at the Sands.
Mm.
Yeah. Maporisa at the Sands.
Yeah.
Dope, man. Bass said there's some incredible things coming up. He's going to have Legends mix. Yeah. And he's lined up Harrison Crump.
Yeah, Harrison Crump is coming next week. Yeah.
Ooh, no,
and remember yesterday during
the
network strat meeting,
yeah,
he said for the first time ever, and then
Gok, come on. When I was a kid, I looked forward to getting new furniture just to fucking pop the bubble wrap. Right? So let me fucking rekindle childhood memories. Didn't you guys love doing that when you were a kid?
Yes.
Hey, man, come on, dog. You know, it's just like when you see the fan turning and you're an adult and you want to go in front of it and go, but there's other grown-ups in the room and you can't do it. So fuck it, I'm going to do this. Man. I don't care.
You know, recently what I saw? Like bubble wrap, but a whole piece. I think it was one of these shops, like a huge.
It's like tempting.
It was tempting. And I was like, I want to buy this thing just to go home and pop. Like, I want to just roll on it. Like, pop, 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 pop.
Thank you.
Yeah. Where was I? You guys are crazy.
You were talking about. We'll talk about Bass bringing on Legends.
Oh, yes. So yesterday at the meeting, he tells me that for the first time ever, this is Oskido's son, bro.
Oh.
Just imagine what Oskido has done, bro. Like, for the game in the past 40 years.
He fathered the game.
You know? Mm. He says his mom watched him play on the Chillers Club piano tech, and she dropped a tear.
Oh.
I was there when he said that.
Yeah. Oh. His mom watched him for the first time ever.
That was beautiful.
Oh,
man.
That is so cute.
Yeah, yeah. I hope my mom likes this episode. Drop a tear there, mom. Because you said our last episode was pop.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, she didn't like it.
She didn't like
sort
it.
Of my mom.
But I told you this thing is going to end in tears. We had a fight, eh?
Okay.
Yeah.
What was the fight now?
No, the thing is, my mom calls me and talks to me like her son, forgetting that I'm a creative.
Ooh.
You understand?
Yes, yes, yes.
And when I speak to her, I just want to be her son. Yeah. I don't want to be talking about the fucking podcast.
Yeah, you don't want to talk to work.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. Okay. That's true. It's work.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you want the mom.
I want the mom when I call her.
Yes.
You and know? She's the exec.
She's the...
The critic.
She's the new Ravi Naidu.
Oh. Ooh.
Ravi Naidu is your programs manager. Don't have fired you.
Yeah, yeah, my ex-programs manager.
At 947.
Yeah, so now I got a programs manager and it's my mom. And I can't tell her, yo, you don't know what you fuck you're talking about.
You shouldn't have told her you're doing a podcast, man. You shouldn't have told her.
Hey, she's a chiller.
You shouldn't have told her.
You shouldn't have told her you're doing a podcast.
Bro.
You know how moms, parents will all think you're doing something, a hobby, whatever. Fine. You shouldn't have told her.
And the thing is, when parents really get interested, they really listen, you know, because they're trying to, like, you know, they get really invested in what you do. And it's like,
because when she calls me, you know, like with creatives, we're all about egos.
Yeah.
So we like our egos to be
generally creatives. Yeah.
She didn't get the memo. Okay, this is crap. This is shit. This is fucked up.
Yo. It's like, which one is this one? And which I can't say anything. This one?
It's your mom. Yeah. Can't
and
say anything.
And she's a chiller, you know, and we are here to satisfy the chillers, you
exactly.
know.
Exactly.
Because when we are broke again, I'm going to have to call.
Let's hope it never gets there. Let's hope we'll never be broke again. Yeah, come on.
Say I'm going to have to sell the watch.
Hey, TRP. You don't know this one.
RIP.
You got to tell the porn guy, you don't know this one. TRP. But the time is wrong, man. No, I've not started it yet. I must activate it. It's brand new.
It's still locked.
Hey, God forbid we'll go broke again, man. Hell no.
Hey, we are here, man. Podcast and chill. Anything I'm missing, Sopinduka?
Nothing.
Yeah, Ghost Lady.
It's nothing. We just are here, peace, man. Peace, love, and happiness, guys.
Boom. What's coming up on Ladies Podcast? What are you guys talking about?
Yeah.
Ooh, the Ladies Podcast. The last time I watched, Khumuto was saying, Ubatla unyobo.
Hey, see that?
Live on air, Baba. And I'm like, no, the crew that doesn't screw. Fuck. They give the tender to the wrong guys. Here's a chick, 10 of you guys, Ubatla unyobo. And all you are erecting is your tripod. Instead of dropping your pants and erecting the right thing. Fucking hell. Like Somerset. What the fuck are you doing here, man? I was like, whoa, Black Velvet. I want to tell that.
He was making on Nolu yesterday.
Everybody.
Ooh,
yeah.
Who, me?
No, yeah. So you were telling us, like, yeah, like, who is your body type? Who's got the body
type? Oh, yeah, yeah. Because our producer gained a bit of weight. Mm. She was skinny, and now she's nice and thick, right? Yeah. And so we're talking about thickness. And I was explaining my kind of thickness. Yes. And Nolu, I was not hitting on her. Mm. She then stood up and got on the table. And she lifted up her jacket to show me her thickness. Yeah. And she was like, is this thickness good enough for you, so? Hey, I was like, sometimes, you know, there's a times table for that thickness on the table. Yeah, so that's what happened. We're talking about, you know, the preferences.
Yes.
Hi, man. We are here. Podcast.
No, what's happening with the ladies?
Oh, yeah. What is happening?
All the shows on the week. Like, what's happening?
What's happening?
No, yeah, no.
Okay, let's do the ladies' podcast.
The ladies' one. We got into a nice conversation. What was it?
She doesn't even know.
Why? Okay.
We record these things so, like, way
more. Oh, yeah. You guys record like 3 episodes.
No.
Oh, okay.
You was, can grab the mic, you know?
He's busy editing. You know all the shows. Like, you decide which one.
You know when it's going up. What is going up this week?
You're talking about...
Definitely not your dick that's going up this week.
He's giving her a chance.
Sorry, man.
You were talking about dating.
It's Kati Swile, you guys.
Oh yeah, we're talking
dating people from different ethnicities, I think.
It's dating people from different ethnicities. That's the conversation we have.
Oh, yeah. Different ethnicity.
Yes. Wow. Yeah.
I know, guys, get it up. No, not Neo. Tato, let's see if Tato knows what's on next week.
He just straight out said he doesn't know. Guys, there's too much happening in this show. Like, we're a big team,
hey?
We
are
here. Love you, man. We are here.
Thank you, guys.
The conviction Noah has is like, yeah. Yes, man.
Yo, what's happening? Thank you so much, Chillers, for the continued support. Always remember, make sure you subscribe and you like. And also, if you like, you can become a subscriber. And yeah. Yo, what is happening? Shout out for your continued support on Podcast and Chill. Make sure you subscribe and like. They subscribe and they like. Right? Oh, that one. All right. Yo, what's happening? Shout out to... Nah, fuck. Let's go again. To paint me. Yo, what is happening? Shout out. Thank you guys so much for the support. And always remember to subscribe and like. And you can also become a member and subscribe to Patreon and, you know, throw the coins a bit. All right. Peace. Love you, though, so much. Last one? Yeah. Yo, thank you guys so much for your fucking continued support. Please remember to subscribe, like, and do all those things. Become a member, a patron if you want to bless us a bit and, you know, throw the coins that make them dance on the podcast. Peace. Love you so much.